At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Everyday people. Everyday problems, where you tell us who's the drama.
Today says,
am I the drama for telling my mother-in-law no? My husband and I are expecting our first child, and my mom asked if she could be called Nana, and I said absolutely. My mother-in-law said she wanted to be called Grandmommy, and I said no. That is too close to Mommy. I am Mommy, not her. She needed to come up with another name. My husband said it isn't fair for my mom to be able to choose the name Nana, but his mom can't be Grandmommy. Am I the drama? Becky.
100% you're the drama, Becky. Honestly, your mother-in-law is just trying to be involved with your kid being born. You know, sometimes it's difficult. I feel like if you're, you know, not the mom of the daughter, you know, because you're a little less involved in the whole pregnancy aspect of it. And that kid's going to call her whatever they want to call her. Like, she can come in saying, I'm going to be Grandmommy. But if that kid can't say that, which they probably won't be able to for a long time, they're not going to use it.
But I feel like the term Grandmommy takes so much away from the regular mom, the regular mommy. Like, it's almost insinuating that you are actually the mommy. You're just the grandmother age and tier.
That kid's going to end up dropping letters. It's going to be Grammy. That's what it's going to wind up being. And as somebody who's originally from the South, we have a lot of really weird names for our grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Pawpaw, Papaw, Meemaw, Pee-Pee. Like, there's
Pee-pee.
So many. Yeah. Oh, that's a really common one.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. There's so many different names. And then you have the grandmas that don't want to, you know, quite admit that they're a grandma yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my mom, we call her Oma because she's German, so go with the German word. It's just whatever.
But that right there, there's so many options that you can choose from. Why go with Grandmommy? I don't even think that's a conventional grand paternal term.
I mean, Mimi, Mamaw. There's so many names out there. And honestly, she chose the most difficult one. I don't think it's really going to be an issue after the baby gets there, because that's a mouthful. Nobody's going to be like, Grandmommy's coming over. Maybe like Grand Mamir. I think I've heard that one before. Is that French?
It sounds way too sophisticated for anybody I would have ever met.
Yeah, probably. Who's the drama?
Oh, totally she's the drama. Come on, she's grandma. She can be whatever she wants.
And there's some really weird names out there. Honestly, Grandmommy's not that far off the path.
No, uh-uh. And even when the child learns to talk, they're not going to be able to say Grandmommy at once. That's a lot of words.
But also, like, if the kid is calling Grandmommy, Grandmommy, and then Mommy is in the same room, it's going to cause confusion. This is coming from a person who was named Mike with 72 other Mikes in my graduating high school class.
It's a kid. There's going to be confusion anyways. You're going to be like, are they supposed to put that in their mouth? Especially if it's your first kid. You're going to be like, is that normal? Is that what they do? All the things things that go into having a kid, I feel like pick your battles. And if you can get free childcare out of grandmommy, absolutely.
Yes.
You could even be called mommy at that point, as long as I can get a break at least for an hour to take a nap and a shower.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's just being dramatic. I wouldn't even so upset over that.
Calling one grandmommy and the other Nana, it almost asserts, it puts grandmommy on a pedestal. Like she's closer to being a mom than Nana actually is.
Well, she should have chose better.
Wow.
I think who bakes the better cookies determines that, though.
That's true. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Whoever gets better Christmas and birthday presents.
Right? Yeah, better snacks at grandma's house. Yeah.
And is emotionally available, blah, blah, blah. Who's the drama?
Definitely not. I've got two grandsons, and they call me Grammy. They picked my name. When the oldest one gave me the name Grammy, I was so excited because I had my own name. Before then, it was kind of a grandmom, and I really didn't like that because of, you know, it is awful close to mommy and mom. And when they gave me Grammy, I love it because they gave me the name and I enjoy that name.
I mean, I could see that. I am originally from the Southeast and there's some weird, bizarre things that we call our grandparents. Meemaw, Mamaw, Peepaw, Papaw, Pappy.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of different things. So I honestly think it doesn't really matter as long as you can distinguish the people apart. And as a kid gets older, it's not going to say grandmommy. It's probably going to change it to a hybrid of grandma, grandmama.
Yeah, I was glad they named me.
You got to establish these boundaries very early on.
I respect your opinion, Granddaddy. That actually felt really weird saying that.
Weird.
If Granddaddy's okay, though, Grandmommy's just fine. Liz and Mike in the morning, 105.1 The Buzz.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.